My beloved, this is your first class in your training in the science of mental physics. I give you all the most cordial welcome. I trust that as I speak to you now, there may come to you an inspiration that shall impel you into deep emotional gratitude. Mental physics will revolutionize your life if you will obey instructions given to you, if you will with all your heart practice as you will be taught, if you will sustain your zeal with no argument of mind or heart in just doing what will be shown in your classwork and in your regular documentary lessons. I pray that all may reach the highest heights of your self-realization, and that this first class and every succeeding class may lead you steadily upward to absolute conquest in the true art of living. I ask us now to bow our heads in a moment of silent prayer. What thou dost seek is within thyself. Thou shouldst find it as thou dost seek. Now a moment of silence. We give thanks. Now, my beloved, there are certain simple things that must be remembered in this circle. Please give me your full attention. The first is that we must sit with our heels touching. Well, who is he to tell me the way I should sit? But there is a reason. You see, though we are very rarely thinking about it, we receive the terrestrial magnetism of life itself very largely, almost entirely, through our feet. Therefore, when we desire to gather to ourselves all the terrestrial physical magnetism of existence into our organism, with the contact made by the heels touching, then we lock it. It is the same principle as the pulling of an electric switch to enable us to get the light. Now, that is one thing to remember. Your heels touching. It is preferable to have your knees together, but if that be not comfortable for you, that really doesn't matter. Now, the second thing that we must remember is that as we enter, as we are about to do, upon the true teaching of scientific breathings, we must realize that it is only to the degree of the excellence of the action of your nose that you can breathe fully and correctly. Therefore, it is obvious that we must have our nostrils cleansed. Well, I've never thought of that. No, I don't suppose you have thought of it. The body is wonderfully made. You see, you have two nostrils, you have only one mouth, you have two eyes, and you have two ears, making the seven holes of the head. There are other holes in the body that we need not now deal with. Particularly, do we think of the nostrils? Because it is through the nostrils that the force of life itself comes into us. If, it may sound silly to speak like this, perhaps, but if you had no nostrils, if your head was not made as it is, and you had to breathe in only through your mouth, well, then, I assure you, your days would very easily be numbered. But the holy mystic force of life itself comes primarily into you through your nostrils. Now, through the right nostril, there comes the positive force of life. All this will be made known to you later, if in your previous teaching you have not discovered this. Now, through the left nostril, there comes the negative force of life. Now, should the right nostril be in any way clogged or impeded in the breathing, then obviously you would be lacking in a certain amount of positive force that would come into you if all were clear and equal. Similarly, with the negative nostril, the left nostril, if that be clogged, then through the fact that you are breathing more positive power than negative power, you would become a very positive person, and perhaps a very irritable person, and you may on that account shorten your life. Therefore, all of us must always remember this. Never forget it. Keep your nose clean. In theoretical slang, that's a very good thing, too, to keep your nose clean. But here, it means exactly and literally what it says. Now, there is a right way to blow your nose. My beloved, there is a right way of blowing your nose to cleanse it. It would be quite easy for you to put out anything in your spine by not blowing your nose properly. Many people do it, but do not know it. Now, you are sitting. For purposes of demonstration, I will stand. Now sit erect. Your spine should be quite straight. Sit right up. Your spine should not be twisted. The body should not be leaning either to the right or to the left. The spine must be straight. Now when you blow your nose, if you will watch me, there must perforce be within the body some breath, because without breath, you could not get any concussion at all to cleanse your nostrils. For example, like this. You see, there must be a force behind it. Therefore, the correct way is not to drop the head, because if you do, you will contract the larynx, and you will possibly feel a little discomfort at the back of the neck, the crucifixion center. Now, watch me. My nose happens to be in both nostrils quite clear at the present moment. Let us then gently take out our handkerchiefs and let us do this together. And then, let us never forget it. Just breathe in and out a moment and experiment with yourself just to see if your nose is, well, if your nose is quite clean now. Is it? Now together, sit erect, really erect. Now you will move only your right hand. Don't move anything else. No dropping of the head, no turning of the head. Close your eyes. Now, bring your right hand up to your nose. That's good. Now then, all together. That's it. Well, now that's not a bad effort. And I suppose you really know when your nose is clean or not. Watch your nose constantly. And keep both passages clear always. Now, another thing to remember is do not speak in the circle. In our mental physics circles, we never speak unless we are asked to do so. We never move unless it is quite necessary. And then we do not cross the circle, we walk around it. Now I am going to ask you for your very deep and earnest cooperation, for the simple reason that there may be some of you who know a little more than others. We are going to begin work right away and learn how to breathe our harmonic breath. Our harmonic breath. Now, as I give you the instructions, you should form a mental picture in your mind. As you listen, feel that you have a magic spiritual camera and that you are making your own exposure. Now close your eyes, get a mental picture. Definitely create the picture within you as you hear me give you the instructions for the harmonic breath. Now this breath should be breathed at least four times during the day. In the morning on arising, at high noon, at dusk, and before retiring. Those are the best times. Now, if you cannot arrange those times, then you should arrange four times to suit yourself during the 24 hours. The breath may be breathed seated or standing at any time, anywhere, for the purpose of increasing the balance of the life force within your body. Now, in personal classes, you are taught to use the right hand only in breathing this breath. You make sure that you are sitting erect. Your feet are flat on the floor. Your heels are touching. And then, without any other movement, you raise the right hand, closing the right nostril with the thumb. You breathe in through the left, or negative nostril, to the count of four. One, two, three, four. Then you close the left nostril with the forefinger and hold the breath to the count of 16, keeping both nostrils closed. You then release the thumb from the right nostril and exhale slowly and steadily to the count of 8 through the right nostril. You then inhale through the right or positive nostril to the count of 4. You close both nostrils and hold the breath to the count of 16. You release the forefinger from the left nostril, exhaling slowly to the count of 8 through the left nostril. Now this is one complete harmonic breath. Now, my beloved, it seems to me to be perfectly clear, perfectly simple. But there is, I may say, a little trick to this breath. You must be very patient. If you feel that hitherto you have not been breathing properly, then you are going to breathe properly today. But you must be very patient with yourself. Now, therefore, we begin. I would have my eyes closed. Now, we prepare to breathe the harmonic breath together. Now, you raise the right hand. The right thumb closes your right nostril. Now you inhale through your left nostril to the count of 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Now you close your left nostril with your forefinger and hold your breath to the count of 16. 14, 15, 16. Now you release your thumb from your right nostril and exhale to the count of 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now that is half the breath. Now let us drop our hands. Now that would seem to me to be very good, with the exception of the last exhalation of eight. That is the difficult part of the breath. It is easy to fill yourself to the count of four. It is, I think, comparatively easy to hold to the count of 16. Then, you see, there is a good deal of abdominal action and control necessary as we count eight, so that when we come to the end of the eight, we are completely empty. We are not empty before we get to the end of the eight count, and we have no breath in the body when we do come to the end of the count. Now let's see how we can do that again together. Now, let us breathe the complete harmonic breath. Now raise your right hand. Close your right nostril with the thumb. Now, through the left nostril, inhale. One, two, three, four. Both nostrils are closed. Hold it. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Now the right nostril. Exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now the right nostril. Inhale. 1, 2, 3, 4. Close both nostrils. Hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Now the left nostril exhales. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now you are empty. Very good, it seemed. Now, my beloved, that is quite a simple breath, but it is a very basic breath. Therefore, though it is simple, practice as much as you can our wonderful harmonic breath. I re-emphasize the fact that the only really difficult part of that breath is in the final exhalation. Then you will find all complete muscular coordination interiorly will bring you what you are seeking.